Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the D-Pack. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited, and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at D-Pack. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what setup is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
Foxy 107-104, that was a beautiful station Ty Jones herself worked for. And I really had a wonderful time working there. With that said, tonight's show, we're going to start off with a few things that occurred in the news and media, and then we'll get into talking to our guests that are on the show tonight. Tonight is Monday, January 11th, and we have Laban, I believe is his name. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's calling in from Nairobi, Kenya. He'll be talking about health, wellness, and fitness. Mark Lee, are you there?
Nope.
Or is that Dean Geronimo?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, Dean. Somebody has some background noise going on, and I'm going to need you guys to eliminate the background noise, please. Laban, you are in the...
Yes, I am.
Okay, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I am very well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Just stand by for a minute. We're going to get to you. Just wanted to give some breaking news that occurred this evening on the entertainment sector. He was a well-known, iconic, and pioneer singer in the U.S., and he goes by the name of David Bowie. David Bowie, whose incomparable sound and chameleon-like ability to reinvent himself made him a pop music fixture for more than four decades. So he died today. He was 69 years old, and Bowie died Sunday after an 18-month battle with cancer. His publicist, Steve Martin, told CNN, Bowie does leave behind. He was married to a beautiful African model, supermodel, Iman, who was from. So Bowie's first wife was Angela, but his celebrity big-time supermodel wife was, of course, the beautiful and lovely statuette, Iman. And Bowie had just released his latest album, Black Star, on Friday, his 69th birthday. And it shot to number one on the iTunes chart in the UK and number two in the US, underscoring his appeal even after decades in the music business. So we will continue. Also, congrats, Dean Geronimo. I'd love for you to tune in on this one or chime in if you'd like. But big ups to our girl, Taraji P. Henson. Taraji just signed with the agency UTA. And I would have to say Henson plays this larger-than-life, which I love this character of hers. It seemed to be giving her a lot of recognition. And I did watch the Golden Globe Awards last night, and I really did enjoy it. They definitely did their thing. Denzel Washington picked up a Golden Globe Award. And Taraji P. Henson, Cookie Lion on Empire, the highest rated scripted program on broadcast television, for which he has won the 2016 Golden Globe for Best Lead Actress in a Drama Series and the 2015 NAACP Entertainment of the Year Award, and also received an Emmy nomination last year. On TV, Henson previously starred for 3 seasons on the popular CBS drama Persons of Interest. In the film, she starred opposite Idris Elba in Screen Gems number one box office opener, No Good Deed, and co-starred with David Fisher in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, opposite of Brad Pitt, landing and supporting actress Oscar nomination. So Henson's other film credits include Hustle and Flow. I love Hustle and Flow. Was a big fan of Hustle and Flow. Opposite her Empire co-star Terrence Howard. And she was also in films such as Think Like a Man and Date Night. So big up to Taraji, and we want to thank her. And always looking forward to, you know, great news from these beautiful, beautiful artists. And speaking of which, we also have an actor calling in tonight from L.A., and Eddie is calling in. Are you there, Eddie?
Yes, yes.
Good evening. So we have L.A. meets the Motherlands tonight. We have LaVon that's calling in tonight from Nairobi, Kenya. And we have Eddie calling in from the West Coast, calling in from L.A. So I did this on purpose tonight, guys, just so that I could test out the Motherland meets L.A., two brothers that are into fitness and health. Eddie, you seem to be doing your thing, and you're doing something. You're going to tell us about it, I'm sure, which is with the Muhammad Ali project that you're doing. And I think you did overhear me bigging up Taraji about her winning her Golden Globe last night. I really did enjoy that. Of course, we also have LaVon, who's calling in from Nairobi, Kenya, and he's a health and fitness instructor. So I have you two lovely brothers on the show tonight. So we welcome both of you guys. And both of you are our voice of the people this evening.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's what's up. Mark Lee, is my co-host. Mark Lee, are you there?
I am here.
That's what's up, Mark Lee. And Dean Geronimo. Dean, if I can catch up with you like the gingerbread man, as you tell me, I have to catch up with you. Are you with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. Thank you. All the party has started. So happy New Year to all my brothers that are in the building. Ty Jones is your host for The Voice of the People. Catch us every Monday night, 8 p.m. right here. And you're tuning in, and we are live. If you want to call into the studio to talk to the people that we have as our guests, Eddie, pronounce your last name for me, because I don't want to botch that.
I was wondering. I said she probably don't know how to pronounce my last name. But anyway, I want to
say Guiones, but I don't want to. I don't know.
No, it's all good. Goins. That's pretty much how I say it.
Goins. Okay. So Eddie, you went to college in North Carolina at North Carolina State, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I went to NC State and. I'm from Lakeland, Florida, and from Lakeland, Florida, I went to NC State, and, you know, I reside out here in Los Angeles, though I started acting in New York, so I've been able to bounce around a little bit.
That's what's up. Very cool. And we also have, now, LaVon, am I pronouncing your name correct?
Yes, you're pronouncing my name correct.
Okay, so LaVon. And you're calling in from Nairobi, Kenya. Currently, we won't keep you long because I know that it's got to be about 4 a.m. where you are. Am I right?
Yeah, it's 4:15 now.
Okay. Okay, so we'll get this interview started. Welcome, brothers, on the show. So we're going to talk a little bit about health and fitness in the new year. Eddie, you're going to give us a little bit of insight on what's going on with your Muhammad Ali project. I would love to hear about that. I'm a huge fan of Ali. And I've been, you know, doing some research about yourself. I've also noticed you have another website that has something to do with football. But I'll let you give our listeners some insight on that. So we'll start with LaVon, since you're calling in from Kenya. What is it that you do with the health equipment? And are you a personal instructor? What is your forte?
I'm a group fitness instructor, a stroke personal trainer. Most of the day, I am a personal trainer. Once in a week or twice, I do conduct group classes.
Okay. So how long have you been in this trade? How many years?
This is my 16th year now.
Very nice. So do you ever get to travel to the U.S. ever?
Yeah, I'm a member of a fitness organization by the name IDEA, and we normally attend fitness conventions in Los Angeles and personal trainer conventions in Maryland, in Washington, Washington, Seattle. Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. So how important is it for health and fitness in the country that you live in? I know that here in the U.S., there are a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon with health and fitness and being more conscious about their health. Is that something that's very well recognized in Kenya?
Well, there's lots of education about it. There's lots of information about it. But the market is still very warm, so we have people who exercise. And since most urbanization is taking place now, is when now we are getting the lifestyle conditions taking place.
Gotcha.
Having said that, we have lots of opportunity to explore deeper and make people work out and basically eat clean for them to be well.
Gotcha. Now, when you say eat clean, what does eating clean mean to you?
What clean eating means is basically eating food, doesn't have to be really organic, but not processed food.
Gotcha. Okay, non-processed is actually the way to go. I'm on that bandwagon. I happen to be, I do vegetarianism, well, pescatarianism and some veganism, because I'm big on alternative meat. So thank you for that. Just stand by. Eddie, let's hear from you. I'd love to hear more about your project, your latest project that you're doing, and how's everything going on over there for you in L.A.?
It's coming along. We're just plugging away at it. We we've been doing a crowdfunding sort of thing, raising the money online. And initially we were on Indiegogo, and we did okay on there, but now we moved the site to GoFundMe. So the name of the film is Ali Speaks, and basically what it is like, I mean, I wanted to do something special on Muhammad Ali, and, you know, so many people have heard his story that I had to find another angle, another way to bring everything that he means, all the self-belief and self, overcoming odds and all that, but I wanted to tell the story a different way. So basically the story takes place. It's a sci-fi element to it because it puts Muhammad Ali in today's, in contemporary times, but he's young again. So, we get to watch him in today's society, dealing with today's issues, socially, personally, and then athletically as well. We'll watch him compete. So, you know, it's a lot of really cool things like that it's going to be a really exciting film.
So I'm glad that you're on with us tonight. I was really looking forward to talking to you because my co-host, his name is Mark Lee. Mark, I'd like for you to introduce yourself to Eddie Pitt. Mark plays, and you may want to keep in touch with Mark, Eddie. Mark Lee is my co-host. He's out of Durham, North Carolina, big up to the Bull City. And Mark is a part of an organization called the Hayside Heritage Center, and he's very orchestrative with their film festival. So you may want to plug in with Mark because he's a huge advocate for the arts. And Mark is like, I call Mark the walking white pages of North Carolina. anything I need to know, I just can dial Mark's number, and he pretty much knows it. So, Mark Lee, introduce yourself to Eddie. He's one of our fellow Carolinas that's over there on the West Coast opening up the stuff.
I heard that. I heard he went to state. I'm very familiar with North Carolina State and the fine crowd over there in Raleigh. And, like you said, we've had a film festival that's been going on for over 15 years. And as you know, your ex will be showing a film there then next month, a film called Penny Boys. But as I was listening to Eddie, I was actually thinking about a film that we've got submitted this time, which actually sounds similar yet different because it doesn't deal with Muhammad Ali, but it's a film. I can't remember what the film is on, but it's called Rise Up, and it's actually a fictional meeting between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and the young people of today. So,
well, you know, you know, interesting, cool. And this is what I want to happen because I'm kind of bossy, Eddie. I'm a little bossy,
mm-hmm.
and I like to have my way. So with that said,
okay.
I encourage Mark, and I use that word encourage with exclamation points since I can't text you right now, Mark Lee. But I'm asking for you to place or get Eddie's film in your film festival or have it debuted over there in Durham because there is a huge
yeah.
following of the arts,
oh, yes.
Duke University, as well as the Hay Tide, is something that Mark is affiliated with, and I know they would love your film, Eddie. I also did
oh, yes,
get a chance to take a look at the trailer, and I did love it. I did notice your FundMe fundraiser, so we'll definitely keep plugging that for you here on the Voice of the People, and you can always post on our page on Facebook because I do love supporting the arts.
And that was actually going to be my question, is how far along was the film? Because actually the Friday themes are all sports films, so depending on where you are, if it's like a trailer, we probably can plug that in there and everything. Because I know on that Thursday, which is the 11th, it's going to be films dealing around prison justice, but the 12th is going to be all sports films. So I've got my friend Eddie Harris from New York that's got a film about Babe Ruth, but it ties into how Babe Ruth was actually involved with the Negro League and things of that nature. So, and Eddie is an African-American, so that's why we're able to get a film about Babe Ruth. And we've also got one about Satchel Paige and one about the Pony Express, which was an undefeated Hillside basketball team during the time of segregation. So, you know, they didn't get as much play as a lot of those white schools did because they were doing segregation time. But all three
okay.
are there. But if it's like a short or if it's something, I don't know how far along you are in completion, we can probably definitely get it in this year. And if it's not where you want in terms of completion, we show films regularly during the course of the year, and we can definitely get it plugged in either for 2017 or plugged in during the course of the year because we do show works all the time. We have other time frames other than the festival that we show films. So there's definitely
mm-hmm.
a possibility that we can get it in there, and that would definitely be loved. So like I said, I have not seen the trailer yet, and I would love to know how long it is. And is it just the trailer you have now, or is it further along than that?
Well, we have a right now, the film I'm raising money for, was just in, you know, we're still raising the money, so it's in pre-production. But we do have a short film that I can send you, and we'll exchange information. And yeah, man, I look forward to hearing. I wish I could come to the, because some of those films sound really interesting, the Martin Luther King thing, Pony Express, and so forth and so on. So, yeah, I love what you're doing. So, yeah, let's definitely
oh, yeah.
exchange information. And I wish I can get my man from Kenya out here to help me train, get in shape. And then it'll just be a big one festive thing. You know what I mean?
I think it's good. I love the fact that I have Laban on calling in from Kenya. It makes
mm-hmm.
me very thankful that I have listeners listening to the Voice of the People from the motherland. So
absolutely.
We want to welcome him on the show. I have a huge following of people that call in from Nigeria. And Nairobi, Kenya is another place that I call dear to me because you guys are a part of us. So we want to thank you. So how can we get you guys to do some work together, Eddie and Laban? How can we make this happen?
Well, I think more than likely we'll just exchange information at the conclusion of the interview. And you know, I think we can just get it going from there and just see how we can, you know, make it a good thing for everybody involved.
So what I will do, Eddie, I'm going to copy and paste Laban's Facebook page, and I'll send it to you via Messenger, so that way you'll have
okay.
his Facebook info,
okay.
and you guys can link up with one another via Facebook. I'll do the same for Mark Lee as well. Mark is on Facebook, and you can
okay.
reach out to Mark, and you can keep in touch with both of the brothers That way you can do your thing. I'm always about networking, and I think that's what is key in this thing that we call life, and especially with the arts. It's always important for people of artistic talent to be heard. So that's why mm-hmm. I definitely wanted to, you know, reach out to you and wanted mm-hmm. to go on the show. So I wanted to ask you a few questions about, there was, I think I either watched it on Netflix, and it was a movie you did where you played
mm-hmm.
a ball player,
yeah.
and you were, what was your name on in the movie?
Prime Alexander.
Right. That was an awesome movie, I'll have to say. I actually watched that movie back in 2000. I want to say I watched it in 2012 or 2013. I watched
okay.
that film.
Okay.
It happened to be, I think I was on Netflix. And
mm-hmm.
Adrian from the Cheetah Girls, Adrian was in it. And the Puerto Rican dude, well, I think he's Puerto Rican, but I know he's on Power now.
He's on Power.
So he was in that movie with you guys. Now, that was an interesting movie. I did like it because it kind of reminded me of a film where, you know, the brothers got it going on, which you guys did have it going on in that film. You seem to be on top of the world, a definite ladies' man. And the young lady who was playing Miss Jack A. Harry's daughter or granddaughter seemed to be the goody-goody girl who really had a thing for you but was a little timid. And then you had the high-strung sister in the movie that was your main squeeze, but it seemed like you was a player. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was a great opportunity, that movie. Terrell Suggs wrote it, and he, for those that don't know, Terrell Suggs is an all-pro linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, and he's had a heck of a career there. So all right off the bat, it's certainly a different thing to have an NFL player write and produce this movie. But, yeah, and then it's just that thing is, you know, you hear a lot about the professional lifestyles, and I think he didn't, not necessarily his experience, but some of it might have been some of his experience and then just some of things that he's seen through the years. But my
right.
character, Prime Alexander, was the – he's the star player, and he is living the life. And
right.
It's just one of those things that we all kind of see, but they just kind of take it maybe to a higher level in terms of someone getting greedy,
played.
I guess.
I will admit, I love the turn in your growth, because I will admit, Ali is a great, great fighter. Will Smith did a movie on Ali. So your take on the movie is a different take, so I'm really interested in seeing this film when it's done, because, of course, when Will Smith played him, he pretty much did, like, kind of a biography, so to speak, on Ali's life.
Sure.
So you're taking it from a different angle, a different perspective. And I will say your body mass is a little bit different than when you played Prime. So did it take a little bit of, did you add on some pounds to portray this character?
I added a few for when I made that, what you probably saw, which was the short film, but I'm actually trying to add even more. I mean, these days it's like, and again, I guess it's, these days it's, you know, I'm trying to, like I said, add about 7 to 10 good pounds, you know, solid. So every night it's like, so I do things like when I was playing, I'm a former football player also, for those who don't know. I played with the Seattle Seahawks for a few years and had injuries and played it with NC State Wolfpack. But, you know, in those years I was trying to be lean, fast, and, you know, all that. So I was, you know, I did things like started drinking skim milk. Well, now that I'm trying to put on this weight, this is the first time in years upon years, now I'm drinking whole milk, you know, with my little cereal, whatever, every night before bed. Right before bed, I eat 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches,
You know, wow. So I'm doing all kind of stuff to put on his weight. So because, you know, I'm a little leaner than Ali was. So, you just do all these sort of things to try to really, you want to really bring this character to life.
Oh, I like
hey, just
any questions, Mark Lee?
Yeah, I was saying, just out of curiosity, I was listening to him, and I thought I'd heard that name, Eddie Goings, before. Do you still keep in touch with Russell? Because, you know, a lot of folks out here in the Carolinas are going to be rooting against your boys this time, since that's who they're playing. And I'm a diehard Vikings fan, so you know I'm still upset at y'all, because I got to get it over my game.
Yeah, that was a tough loss too for the Vikings. But yeah, I mean, this Russell is, you know, he's kind of in a, he has a whirlwind of a life now. So every so often, maybe I hit him on a tweet or something like that, and then just catching up with him and other guys who've done well back at, you know, different gatherings at NC State in Raleigh. But that's the most I'm able to really kind of communicate with them these days.
Now, as an actor, what do you think of some of these people that were athletes that are trying to pursue the acting career? I mean, you were an athlete yourself, but it sounds like you went through more of the traditional route. I assume you did acting training, or you do like they did and used a little bit of your celebrity in order to get your inroads into acting.
Well, you know, I went ahead, I did the whole thing. You know, I started in New York and went to acting school for a number of years, and, you know, so I kind of have gone the more traditional route in doing it. But, you know, it's, you know, especially with all the reality TV and things of that nature these days, it's maybe a few shortcuts you can take, if for lack of a better term, you know, to get it done. But, yeah, for me, though, I'm hoping that I believe that with all the studying and really learning my craft, really trying to master it, that, you know, it'll keep me here for the long run.
Now, I believe that's probably the best route to go. I know a good friend of mine, Joe Foss, who played in Marquette going a little bit after the D-Wade era, like around the time of Jimmy that played over there at Chicago, around the time that he came in, he decided to pursue his music career, and that's actually what he's doing now that he's not really concentrating on basketball, but he's got like a studio out that deals with a little bit with basketball, but then he's definitely pursuing his music career as well. So I definitely agree with you that that's probably the best route to go, is the more traditional route. But hey, if you can get those breaks like some of those celebrity stars have with reality shows, I say, hey, go for it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's going to blow me up tomorrow, okay, I'll do it. Give it to me.
So, Levon, you're calling. You're in the studio with us, Levon from Kenya. Are you familiar with Muhammad Ali? Not to sound naive, but are you familiar with that boxer?
Yeah, he was. He's actually a legend. He's among the greatest fighter of all times in boxing.
So, how is he someone that you guys over in Kenya recognize as someone that this film that Eddie's doing, would this be something of interest for you guys over there in Kenya?
Yeah, definitely it would be something to look for. I mean, people that some of them I work with in the boxing fraternity actually talk about more about Muhammad Ali compared to maybe Mayweather and the rest of the people.
Right. Well, I think someone like Ali happened to be an activist, which I admire that brother for being. He was not only a boxer, but he was also a political activist, and he was very much a part of the media and the press, and he definitely ate them up any chance he got. So we want to definitely big up Eddie for taking this step. Go ahead, Eddie.
Somebody else was saying something.
I guess not then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But definitely thank you. Because, you know, and that's my thing. It's like, it would be different if it was just an athlete who we were doing something about, who only,
excel in athletics, which that's an incredible feat in itself. So that I don't want to take anything away from, you know, your athlete that does that. But the thing that makes Ali so special is how active, you know, his activism, and, you know, how aware he was of injustices around the world and spoke up for them and, you know, really wanted to make a difference in that respect, and especially for his own folks, black people, he definitely. But it was more of a humanitarian sort of thing. And so you got that, and then he was funny, and, you know, it's just so many things, you know, that make him really a lightning bolt for entertainment. So I think it's going to be a really great thing.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So with that said, did any of you guys get a chance to watch the Golden Globes last night?
I did, personally. Yeah, but of course, that's my world, so I had to watch it.
Yeah. So I want to say big up to Denzel Washington. Denzel won Golden Globe. But it was a little awkward. He didn't have his glasses, but that's okay. At the Golden Globes, when Denzel accepted the Cecil B. DeMille in recognition of his career, he brought his wife and three of his four kids to the stage. It was great that Washington won this honorary award, but even greater that Washington 31, this is something that's so iconic about him. Which I'm sure Eddie, you as an actor, can relate to, is that the brother has played numerous roles. 31-year-old son, John David Washington, made it to the stage because John David can really pull off a tough. So I will have to say I give full credit to the family for being so supportive of their dad. And it was so, not until they displayed him the way they did I really understand the leaps and bounds that a brother such as Denzel has made in the industry and how recognizable he was. So we want to definitely give credit to our brothers that have been paving the way for our younger artists, and he has definitely made acting a craft. And I'd have to say he mastered it, because Denzel, you know, not only he's an Oscar winner, Golden Globe, and he's played so many different characters. My favorite two characters of all time for Denzel, one was American Gangster. That's going to be my all-time favorite Denzel. And then the other was Malcolm X, when he portrayed Malcolm X.
Right.
I remember walking the streets of New York and Harlem. There's actually a theater right on 125th Street, and they played Malcolm X for over a year. It stayed in that theater. That's how iconic that movie was for people in New York, as well as the Nation of Islam, which there is some controversy between the Nation of Islam and Malcolm X. But in the same breath, we want to big up all those brothers that do what they do. And, Eddie, I'm pretty sure you have some things you'd like to relate to Denzel from last night. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, I don't know. It's not too much to add. You pretty much said it all. I mean, the man is an icon. He's, you know, for a long while, you know, after 48, it was just pretty much him and, I guess, you know, Fish and Sam Jackson,
right,
in terms of just really, you know, blazing the way for us. And now we're finally starting to see the fruits of their labor, so to speak, and, you know, along with Angela Bassett as well and one or two others, Lynn Whitfield. But anyway, you know, so the fruits of these people's labor for setting such, you know, doing such incredible work, and then also it's just the way you carry yourself also that opens doors as well. And all of them, especially Denzel, has been an incredible, you know, leader and example for that. So yeah, he's incredible. And is any black actor coming up, you know, you supposed to be the next Denzel, or that's the guy you're at least trying to watch and learn from anyway? So that's, you know,
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Acting.
I mean,
yeah.
Jamie Foxx mm-hmm. sitting there next to him, and I have to say he's actually a trailblazer that he's one to watch for in the years to
mm-hmm.
come, because Jamie as well has done an amazing job of maturing as an artist, as a singer. I mean, when I first think of Jamie, I think of him as Wanda on In Living Color. And I mean, to be quite frank, he kills it as Wanda. And then to see what's his name that was on stage last night, who also was in Living Color, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey,
both of them, you know, looking at the both of them last night, I was like, wow, both of these actors have just grown in their career. And they still look great for their age, but I've
mm-hmm.
you know, looking at their careers when they were on In Living Color compared to now, who would have thought, you know,
that
they would have gone on to play all of the amazing characters that they played, and they've come into our living rooms, we've gone to see them in theaters, and I'm pretty sure this is something in your mental that you aspire to become, to be as iconic as these brothers are. So how is it for you right now in the industry, because you did mention reality TV. Reality TV has taken the world by storm, and I
mm-hmm.
have to admit I am a reality TV junkie, and and we're going to sound off on this one. I want to hear from all you guys, because I know for me, my all-time guilty pleasure is Love & Hip Hop. I am a huge fan of Love & Hip Hop. I do understand it is not the most positive portrayal of some of these sisters. It is not the most
mm-hmm.
positive portrayal of some of these brothers. I do
mm-hmm.
believe that reality TV is not always the reality. It's still somewhat scripted. Some of that stuff is built for TV, and it gives us entertainment. So, Eddie,
mm-hmm.
we'll let you sound off first. Do you have a favorite reality TV show? So which one? And then two, what's your opinion on this reality TV era that we're living in?
Well, I've never watched an episode. You know, I'm not of reality TV at all. Now, I do have sisters who watch it and engage in the conversation and, you know, that whole deal. It's here to stay, you know. It is. I mean, the thing about the world, about life, is it's just like the news. No one wants to hear, oh, such and such went and planted flowers today for whatever. They want to hear drama. They want to hear something bad, something happened. It was a big argument, a big problem, big fight. Someone got shot or whatever. And
that's
drama. Drama is interesting to the world, so it's not going to go anywhere. You don't have to hire writers. You can hire people that don't have names or whatever, and you know, so, and then for the people who do it, you know, it's, right now I've been, you know, trying to make my breakthrough for so long that initially it was like I would never do reality TV, but after a long while of struggling, you like, well, you know what? Maybe
this might be my ticket. Like,
exactly.
I could definitely see you on an episode of Love & Hip Hop as somebody's love interest, and it might just take your career to the next level. Why?
You know, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, not for nothing. You have, like, there's just certain characters, if I have to point them out. NeNe Leakes, Atlanta Housewives. Who in the
mm-hmm.
hell knew who the hell NeNe Leakes was? Because NeNe Leakes, I live in Atlanta. She used to be a stripper back in the day. She worked at the Pink Pony. She got with the right brother. He helped her out. And boom, when it was time for them to start this reality TV thing, NeNe was your superstar on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. The villain,
mm-hmm.
the vixen, and
mm-hmm.
the ghetto fabulous older queen bee of the show, you know.
Yeah,
now you've got
yeah.
Candy on there, and Candy does her thing, and she came from, you know, the R&B group. Kim Fields is actually a name that we all know. We knew Kim from when she played Tootie, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and then she did a
mm-hmm.
thing on Living Single, and now she's on Atlanta Housewives, and trust me, she definitely is holding her weight on this crew of dramatic women. She brings a different twist to the show, and I do admire Kim for her professionalism, because she definitely shows the other sisters that I'm built for TV, I've been doing this longer than you guys, and I definitely give her credit for standing up to a sister that is a little psycho, in my opinion, Kenya Moore. Now, Kenya Moore has done some movies, Menage a Trois or Trois or things such as that, but Kenya Miss sometimes, in my opinion, she can be a little bit of a hot mess, even though she's beautiful as ever. She's crazy like a fox, and it's very much shown and displayed on this show. But Kim Fields definitely being conditioned and trained shows another side to that. Then you have shows such as Love and Hip Hop. If I have to think of a character right now, Erica Mena, beautiful Puerto Rican sister from the Bronx. Big up to the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx. Erica Mena got up on there. She's part of Terror Squad, which is from Fat Joe, a video vixen, and then turns herself into this reality TV star for being very explosive, very erotic, very sexual, but at the same time, she was a hot mess, and she got some therapy being on that show. So I do notice, you know, basketball-wise as well. Basketball-wise, you got your girl Tammy. Tammy was married to an NBA player. She had a testimony of when she was divorced, she was on food stamps. She got with a girl who was married to Shaq. This show was displayed. Boom, Tammy's career just went to another level. She's got a nail polish line. She's doing things in the studio. And now she's back on her game. So I will admit, from following shows like this, these women have definitely turned the tables of being the underdog to becoming an overachiever, and it has given them the exposure they need. So, with that said, Dean Geronimo, you're somewhat of a silent Bob tonight, but I'd love to hear from you. Reality TV, is it something more for the women, or do the brothers like it too?
No, it's something for people who keep it real, be honest. You know, for those who say, it's not a good depiction of this, it's not a good depiction of that, it's not a good depiction of seeing niggas getting shot up for robbing a store either. It's not a good depiction of seeing dudes out there making Facebook posts of somebody beating the hell out of somebody else and everybody laughing about it. But that'll get 1,000 likes. But then somebody will bomb what's called Ratchet TV because it's not a good depiction of people, black people, and this and that. But those black people are getting a check. Those black people are not robbing anybody. Those black people are not doing anything to hurt anybody. By the same token, they dissed Denzel when he won the Emmy award for Training Day, which happens to be my favorite movie. So you know what? Why did he have to demean himself? Well, you know what? If y'all want all these Rudy Too Good. Then they'll say black people have no range because the only thing they want to do is play the goody two shoes and the shit that nobody's going to watch anyway. You're going to wait for it to come on HBO. You're not going to see it open tonight at the movie theater. You're not going to do any of that. But then they complain. So we got to learn. You got to look at which is the lesser of two evils. Are they out here robbing and scheming to get their money, or do they find a vehicle in which to promote themselves, however which way they wanted to promote themselves, and make money in the process? They make more money than I do going to work every single day. They make over $100,000 per episode. Truth be told, if you ask me to get on reality TV, I'll get on reality TV and cut somebody's ass out too for $150,000 an episode. You figure that's $1.5 million on one season. So now I'm paying taxes on $1.5 million. I'm taking care of my bills and my family. I don't really care what you do. You can be mad with me, but, you know,
I was saying part of that is we also have to have a wider range, and I agree with you that I mean, I have no problem with the reality TV. Actually, one of the most popular reality TV shows, I can't even think of the name of it right now, is some young ladies, and you may know this because they're based out of L.A., but there's some young ladies that started off as being an internet sensation, and then they got a deal and had their show last year, and it's like about 5 or 6 ladies that look like they're probably both African American and Hispanic background, and their mother and their dad. And like I said, I think BET picked it up
I think I know which one you're talking about. I don't know the name of it, but they were big on the internet, and then they gave the girls a reality show. I'm familiar. There's some light-skinned sisters. Christina Milian has a show. I started watching hers. I actually like it. Thank God for On Demand. It shows an intimate take on people's lives that, you know, I know I sometimes am a realist, so I sit my ass on the couch and say, you know what, I'm sitting here watching somebody eat and get out of bed and do their thing, but guess what, they let me in their life, I'm going to watch it. Now, I do agree with you, Dean, as far as Denzel receiving the Oscar for Training Day. I love, and people need to remember, and I'm sure Eddie could round off or sound off on this, this brother played or portrayed a bad cop. He did not demean himself, in my opinion. He received that award for his portrayal of that character. Case in point was Halle Berry. Halle Berry received hers from Monsters Ball. Now, there was a huge controversy behind the fact that she had a very erotic scene with a white boy. What's his name? Billy Bob Thornton. He used to be married to Angelina Jolie. Now, the movie I did appreciate because it showed the struggle of this young woman who just had it. She was just having a string of bad fucking luck, excuse my friend. You know, her husband got the electric case. Her overweight son dies on her. Then she gets an eviction from her house. So, yeah, if any woman could empathize with this chick, she got drunk one night and said, make me feel good. Yeah, she wanted to feel good, and this brother just happened to be the one that made her feel good. Now, as far as the
character... I doubt if there's too many men that would have turned that down.
Now, a lot of sisters might have turned that down.
I doubt if there's too many men that would have been like, nah, I'm talking about... Would you talking about the situation? They and then she said, make me feel good. Okay, then you about to get this right here because what I'm saying is, what dude is gonna say, nah, I'm gonna go home? Question mark. Yeah.
Okay.
Like you
but
said,
it was
it's
a
about
big,
the paycheck.
She got some backlash on that. She got backlash on the fact that that's what she got.
Yeah,
her
because
Oscar
they.
For.
I mean, what do they want her to play? These good wholesome images and all this other shit. Meanwhile, they listening to, okay, so are you going to bash Millie Jackson? Are you going to bash Red Fox? Are you going to bash Rudy Ray Moore? We grew up on all that shit right there. So now you're going to turn around and say, oh, we want these good wholesome images on TV. Yeah. Your ass ain't watching. You know what I mean?
So, Eddie,
you ain't watching.
What is your opinion, Eddie, on what we had to say about Denzel, what he got his Oscar for, and Halle getting her Oscar for these characters? What's your opinion on that?
That definitely was, especially for a while, that was quite a firestorm as far as people being quite upset about that. And I would be preferable if some of the roles were maybe even more diverse than, I don't know, some
exactly.
of the images, you know, people exactly. have yet. But I do think that them doing those roles is going to open up even more, you know, just like Lupita, hers was for a slave movie, but, I mean, I don't know who you all saw it. It was incredible, though, what she did. I mean, just phenomenal.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So, but now she just did Star Wars, and hopefully, you know, it's going to lead to even more. You know, she just had LaVon, if you're ever in New York, they just had a piece about, because of her, this woman wrote, her name is Dana Guerrera or something, she's from The Walking Dead. She wrote a piece, she put it on Broadway, but Lupita said she would do it, so they put it on Broadway because now they got that star appeal, and it's about an African, it's a whole African village type of thing. So, unfortunately, sometimes these things, it's not how maybe we would prefer it, but, they can just use that. Even these reality people, they can use that money and all that stuff they're doing. I would imagine more black production companies and all that are going to come and put those stuff.
Now,
Eddie,
that's
my problem with reality shows.
Look at Will Smith. Will Smith just portrayed this African doctor, concussion, on track to become maybe Will Smith's weakest box office performer, films in which he is the star specifically. The film has been in theaters for almost 3 weeks and has grossed under $31 million. As of this weekend, it holds the title of the lowest box office opening weekend for any Will Smith movie. Again, films he specifically was a star of with $10.5 million, you'd have to go back to 1993 to Six Degrees of Separation, which opened with just $53,000, although it should be noted that the film debuted on just two screens nationwide, while Concussion opened over...
The movie
two...
was butt.
What was...
The
what,
movie was what?
Movie was...
That movie was ass. Six Degrees
which
of Separation.
Was?
But ain't nobody say that about Will Smith kissing a dude, though, did they?
Okay, so, LaVon, you're African, and you're from Africa. What do you guys, when you see a person like Will Smith portraying an African, how are your feelings, emotions on this instead of them just getting an African to play that character? What's your opinion on it?
Definitely, we feel great about it, and I mean it's something to look forward to see more of these characters coming out.
So, do you guys welcome American actors portraying some of the characters in Africa? Do you guys embrace African Americans portraying Africans in film? And do you guys welcome the African American actors to your country? Is it something that there's a need for? Do you need more of these films in your country as opposed to how we are over here in the States?
In my opinion, like Laban, I would say it's something to look for. When people work together, it doesn't matter where people come from. We are all unique in our own ways. And we always produce unique products and unique movies. If I was to say something about a movie, and that is the only way we can unlock our full potential by coming together.
So,
now,
in America is one of your favorite all-time actors, if you had to say one, LaVon?
Well, Denzel Washington is definitely one of my favorite actors. He's a person I've grown up watching and, you know, I've learned a lot of positive lessons from most of his movies.
So what do you guys
for
think of hip-hop?
For instance,
the
Titans.
To,
sorry?
Do you listen to hip-hop in Africa? Do you like hip-hop music?
Yes, we do listen to hip-hop. I personally am a lover of hip-hop and rap music.
Nice. Now, who is one of your favorite hip-hop artists?
Well, unfortunately, most of the people that I used to listen to really passed on, like Tupac Shakur. We had Notorious B.I.G. Coolio is still there. Let me say Snoop Doggy Dogg, 50 Cent.
Okay.
And, Montel Jordan and it's quite a combination of many. It's a big list.
Yeah,
Hey,
cool. Pretty cool.
Yes. Hey,
Ty. Yes, go
Ty.
Ahead, Mark.
I had a quick question for the African gentleman. I know that there was a very active, and I think it's still a very active, scene in Nigeria with the whole Nollywood movies, which were movies made in Nigeria that were very popular, not just in Nigeria, but I guess throughout the African continent. Is there any kind of Kenyan movie industry that's developing now? And if so, is how's that going?
He's in Kenya, Mark.
Kenya. I just said that. I just made a parallel between Nigeria and Kenya. Do you hear the question?
Go ahead. LaVon, did you understand Mark's question?
I would say if it's to look for characters, there's lots of talent back at home. I mean, you can always come and, you know, work with the film industry, see what people are trying to do, because the industry is also very, very young, and they're trying to grow their own industry back here at home in Nairobi, Kenya.
They are trying to build their own industry, similar to what Nigeria did, and but it's at a younger stage, is what you're saying. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But yeah, because I knew that. And is the same thing happening with the music industry? Is the music industry, are y'all trying to develop your own rap sound and your own hip hop sound that's more African based, incorporating some of the African music or some of the Kenyan music?
Do you have popular hip hop artists out of Kenya that you could let us know of? Are there some rappers in Kenya that you guys? Is that a genre of music that you guys have your own artists that are very recognized in Kenya?
Yes, we do have many artists, and what most artists tend to do, they tend to sing either using our native languages, and with that, what they try and do is basically have a fan base that will help them promote their music and grow it from there.
Levon, what's the language you guys speak? What is it called?
Well, we do speak English. We do speak English, and then we also speak Swahili.
Swahili, okay.
And there's also, I understand, a growing Christian population in Kenya as well, too, because I have some friends that are actually there today. They're there as we're speaking. They're on a Kenyan mission, so I understand that y'all have a growing Christian population that's found within Kenya. Is that correct?
Sorry, come up again?
I was saying, I understand that the Christian population is growing.
Your Christian population, your spiritual faith, is Christianity something that's big in Kenya?
Sorry, I didn't get that clearly.
Is Christianity, which is a religion, your faith, is the faith based there Christianity?
Well, we have a mixture of religions around. We have Christianity, we have the Muslim, we have the Buddhist, and many more religions in Kenya. It's a combination of many religions, but Christianity is the most popular one.
Right.
Okay. So we still have Eddie Goins in the studio, calling in from L.A. We have Levon calling in from the motherlands. We want to thank both of these brothers for being on the show. This is Ty Jones, your host of The Voice of the People, and Dean Geronimo, producer, as well as Mark Lee, the co-host. You can catch us every Monday night right here on The Voice of the People. Studio line is 914-338-0659. Catch us every Monday night live right here. And we do reiterate that the opinions and all of the comments stated on this show are specifically for the show. Like us on Facebook, Voice of the People, and follow us on Instagram. You can follow Ty as Love Jones Ty, Ty Jones on Facebook, as well as the Voice of the People. Dean Geronimo, where can they find you?
They can find me at facebook.com/ THEDGE13, the Dean Geronimo Experience. That's where I can be found.
That's where you be. Straight out of Virginia State University, you both rep in Virginia State. Eddie is out of North Carolina State. Mark Lee's in the Bull City. Eddie is a big time actor. I do like following Eddie. And Eddie's out of LA. Levon is out of Kenya. Eddie, anything you want to comment before we let you go tonight?
No, I just, first of all, thanks for having me on and all these interesting personalities and professionals doing that thing. It's really been great. And you guys, yeah, anyone listening can find me on Twitter, just Twitter, Eddie Goins, on Instagram, Goins Eddie, and definitely go to GoFundMe and just type in Ally Speaks. And I really appreciate any support, financial support you can give to the film.
That's what's up. So, Eddie, when can we expect expect this film to be out for the public to see?
Well, we're going to shoot it this spring, and we're going to enter it, do the whole Sundance thing, and then hopefully also Mark down the line as well. But but it will be finished and be start screening places at the top of 2017.
That's what's up.
Well, you can consider it the film festival for 2017.
Now, I did submit. I did give Eddie, if you check your messenger, I did leave you Mark Lee's contact on Facebook as well as LeBron, so that way you can keep in touch with both brothers and definitely let them know what's going on with you so you can, you know, friend request them and you guys can keep the conversations going. And I would love to hear more about it in the months to come. And you're definitely welcome to come back to the show and let us know what's going on, because this is why we are the voice of the people. So you guys were selected by Ty Jones to be guests for tonight because, in my opinion, you guys are a voice that needs to be heard, and this is what the show is for. And definitely just giving you a platform to continue to promote what you do so people around the world can hear it and hear it first right here.
Absolutely.
So with that said, I'm going to give everybody a round off for final thoughts for this evening. And Dean Geronimo, you always leave us with a great, eloquent final thought. So any final thoughts from you, Dean, for tonight?
You know what? Mine is pretty basic. It's going to be one of those things where do you get in where you fit in? And don't worry about what the other person may or may not be doing. A lot of times we jump into other people's backyards and we haven't even cut our own grass. So, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back. You got to what you like, you like. What you don't like, you don't like. But don't try to impress upon me why I shouldn't like it because you don't. Because we got two different tastes. You know what I mean? And you have to accept people for where they are, what they are, and who they are. And if you can't do that, then you need to take a step back and exit stage left, because, you know, going into 2016, all dead weight would be eliminated. And so that's just my thought right there. You know what I mean?
I like your thoughts. I always like your thoughts. You keep it short, sweet, and brief. I think that's that Omega Psi Phi in you with those gold boots that you guys wear. Y'all be stomping them grounds, and I love that about the Q's. So big up to the Q's. And we've got some big things going on in 2017. I want to share that with you guys. One of the crafts from Omega Psi Phi is going to be doing an amazing event out in Virginia State University. I'm first to hear about it. He just signed a contract with Chubb Rock as well as Grandmaster Beach of Houdini. So we're going to be having an awesome old-school event with Chubb Rock, Curtis Lowe, Grandmaster D, and it's going to be at the Convention Center over there in Petersburg, Virginia. It's going to be an awesome, and Rodney Garrett, who happens to be one of your brothers, is actually orchestrating this event. We have something to look forward to. Another brief news, Ty Jones herself, I have auditioned for a reality show that will be shot here in Atlanta, Georgia. And the brother that's doing it, his name is Bavarly Bernstein. I happened to audition for a role as a pop star who is a struggling artist. I will be doing my final audition next month. And so if I make the cut, then I'll be on some reality show myself. So I'm going to take put my toes in the water and feel this reality TV out myself. So just wanted to make that known. And I hope I make it. We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Thanks a lot.
All the best.
Yeah, that's what's up. Atlanta happens to be another city that is up and coming for a lot of films are shot here, a lot of reality shows. Walking Dead is shot here. The Game is shot here. We had Drop Dead Diva was another show that is filmed here. So I happened to get into a few of those, and I enjoyed when I even did my little thing doing background extra, being an extra on some of those TV shows. So Atlanta seems to be up and coming for the film industry. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll keep you guys posted. LeBron, I'm going to give you the floor. You're coming in from Nairobi, Kenya. We want to thank you for being a guest on the show. Any final thoughts or anything that you want to relate to us from the motherland tonight?
Yeah, I would like to say a big thank you for having me on the show. That was quite a good, great consideration. My final thought would be for everybody out there, if there is something that you have to do, then do it. Don't procrastinate. Don't keep worrying about the situation you're in. When you try to do something, you always see something coming out of it. So it's basically we stop procrastinating and we keep working at what we are doing and we become good at working.
I love that. Eddie, final thought for this evening, Eddie.
I got final thought for LaVon. Man, it's 4-something in the morning. Get some sleep, man.
Well, I'm starting my day now. You guys to have a good night.
I respect it, man.
So, final thoughts.
And I'd want
for...
to become a personal trainer for everybody.
There you
well,
go.
Well, you definitely have a place here. So, if you're ever in the U.S. and you make your way to Atlanta, Georgia, definitely look me up because I could always use a personal trainer. Eddie, any final thoughts for you tonight, being the voice of the people?
Not really. Just hey, I mean, these guys, man, they've said some wonderful stuff, and you know, I'm a dreamer. I'm a work. I believe in going after whatever you believe in, and this really more so the same of what they're saying, and you know, just never, you know, just keep fighting and keep believing, and then my man would say. It's always believe in yourself. No, you're the greatest of all time. There's no one ever going to be like you. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, no, I like it, though. This is my platform for you, so I'm gonna let you sound off from this, and then you can share your final thoughts with those that are listening tonight. If you had to give some advice, Eddie, to young brothers that are aspiring to get into this field called acting, what advice would you give them if they're listening?
I would say, you know, learn your craft because that's going to give you the longevity. Now, anything can make you a star. You know, you can just bump into somebody or if one of your friends make a show and they cool with you, they can put you on. But it's going to be hard for you to stay around. It's like most of these reality stars, not too many last. You know,
right.
Beyond whatever they're doing, that initial little flash in the pan. So, you know, really learn your craft. And then, but from there, though, take whatever opportunity you can get. I mean, people, it used to be, man, you can't do a soap opera and blow up. And then, you know, you can't do a reality show and blow up. But we see that any opportunity, if you use it the right way, can turn into something huge. So, but learn your craft, though, so you can stay around.
Yeah,
and get into the theater,
too,
if you really want to be an actor. Yeah.
And I like what you said, because one actor that stands out to me very loudly would be Tamar Moore. I followed Tamar Moore's career, and I watched him on The Young and the Restless. I didn't even know anything that was going on The Young and the Restless but the fact that he played Malcolm. And I tuned in just because of Tamar Moore. I've seen his career grow from that. He, just like you, is one of those brothers that, you know, he struggled with his career and just continued to be like a B player. Never seen as an A-lister, but definitely had the talent.
Sorry.
Now he's on Criminal Minds, and I actually like him on Criminal Minds. So you definitely, I do agree with you where you got to get in where you fit in, and if soap operas is what made him become the man he is today to be on Criminal Minds, so be it. With that said, you see a lot of Hollywood actors are now on network television. You have, you know, Terrence Howard, Taraji P. Henson, even Naomi Campbell herself happened to be on Empire. Then you have J-Lo, she's doing a show. So it seems like all the Hollywood actors are now doing network television. So, go figure, you know. You don't have to start from the top. Hey, Brad Pitt himself, he was the chicken in El Pollo Loco before he was made it big. You got to start somewhere, and if you love what you do, it's not going to be work. So with that said, Mark Lee, what's your final thought for this evening?
A couple of things really quick. One, I'm glad that the brother is playing something that definitely did not, woman was not afraid to speak his mind, that being Muhammad Ali. So I would definitely encourage everybody out there to definitely, if they have issues or even if they just have things that they feel very passionate about, to go ahead and speak their mind about those issues. But I was very proud of Leonardo DiCaprio, who spoke out in favor of the indigenous people throughout the world during the Golden Globes. You asked if I watched the show. I did not watch the show, but like everybody else, I do follow what happens on Twitter and Facebook and everything else. So I did read what he said and thought that was something that needed to be said at this time. So definitely, if you have some kind of motivation, speak your mind on those things. And then the other final activist thought is that if you're going out there and portraying those roles, yes, there is a place for reality TV, but we also need to have places for other more positive roles that are not being portrayed, be that images of the black middle class that we're not seeing, or images of famous inventors, or some of those other stories that need to be told that are not being told. So if we get that voice and we get that power, let's use that voice and that power to tell those stories that need to be told.
Amen to that one. And I do like what you're saying. And I will have to hand off, yes, it was a big up to Leonardo DiCaprio for recognizing the indigenous people. Big up to him for that and recognizing, because we have to recognize those that paved the way for us. My final thought for this evening would be love is life, and life is definitely love. And if you have a passion for something, definitely do not allow someone, and I call these someone dream stealers. And if you are passionate about something in the arts, sometimes it will not make you a shitload of money. But if you have a dream and a vision, that's better than having nothing at all. Continue to pursue this, fine-tune your craft, and take it to the next level by getting, like Eddie said, some instructions. Because instructions are something that is necessary. It's a manual for what we call life. And sometimes in life, you're not going to find it very easy to do what you do. I myself am very passionate about radio, and that's why the Voice of the People was created. I got my background and my start at Virginia State University, and communications and radio is my thing. So now the Voice of the People is alive and well. So with that said, we want to thank all those that tune in every Monday night and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Instagram. And if you have a passion for something, continue to pursue your passion and your goals and reach the stars, because they're very, very well achievable if you stay on that path. Desai Jones, along with Mark Lee and Dean Geronimo on the Voice of the People. We want to thank Eddie and LaVon calling in tonight. Thank you, gentlemen, and good night.
Hey,
thank you.
Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace.
Since you've been.